John Flansburg on guitar and vocals, John Linnell on keyboard, and Marty Beller on drums. Now, Giants.
Yes.
I was struck by this I guess, recent sort of public communique you made.
And, yes, we've gone public.
And made a list, or published this list of words that no one in the band is allowed to say.
Well, this comes from our drummer, Marty Beller, who has been harboring these resentments about overused phrases that don't actually, that no longer mean it, have lost their flavor like chewing gum over time. And he finally has proscribed them.
Marty,
we're not allowed to say them.
For instance?
Phone tag is what started it. Jump the shark, or one of the newest ones, it is what it is. That has no meaning. That's just a placeholder for language. And I have to add that most importantly, the list itself is actually on the list.
Really?
I'm so overused.
How meta.
Welcome to They Might Be Giants, Kurt.
Now, since you are the world's arbiter of this problem, we want to try an experiment going to the audience here at the Belly Up and find out if any of them has such a phrase that they find bothersome, and then you will be the judge about whether that could make the list or is on the list.
Gladly.
So we have...
LOL, laugh out loud, what is that?
Winner.
You've
That's
won.
A winner for being a loser, I guess, is what we have here today. We have lots. Yes.
Emily from Denver. Slap your mama. Why would you do that?
Marty.
Marty's not going for it.
I don't think you should slap your mama, but it's not good enough for the list. I'm sorry.
That might be real expression.
There's no there there.
A winner.
A winner.
I've said that.
Susan, you're going to offer one?
Yes. Blank is the new blank.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done, Susan.
Whatever it is.
Diana from Paraguay. It's very complex.
No, some things are very complex. I don't know.
Now, who of the members of the band, who's the worst offender?
Oh, God.
They're not here.
Oh, really? I'm not sure I believe that.
I actually made Marty create a special dispensation for using the expression no worries in a business context. Because as someone who has to take on a lot of the business responsibility for the band in a lot of highly emotional situations, it is an incredibly useful thing to be able to say no worries.
You know, I once...
But you can't say it to your wife.
No worries? Why? Because they're already always
because
worries?
Because you might as well just be smiling and saying... Shut up.
Right, unless you're doing business with your
I once heard a band, I swear to God, described as they might be giants on steroids. Would that qualify?
On steroids.
Yeah. Well,
on steroids is on the list. On LSD, on steroids.
And from hell.
And from hell are all on the list.
Really? So
yeah. On steroids from hell is...
And if I just say I've gone off the reservation, no good. And then I would say, oh, sorry, my bad.
Ooh, you're getting to the core.
And I guess at this point I am jumping the shark.
Yeah.
I guess what I need to do is play the host card and change the subject. You guys have released a number of incredibly popular children's records. And now I'm so afraid even to talk to you for fear that Marty's going to, to bell me again.
Right.
Your next record is about science.
Yes, we
kids record.
Yeah, when we first got into doing kids stuff, we actually tried very steadfastly avoid pretending that we were educators. But you know, in the fullness of time, we realized there's nothing more wonderful than pretending you're an educator.
As many educators do.
Exactly. But we did hire a science consultant on this record, Eric Siegel from the New York City Hall of Science, basically fact checked everything we did on the record.
So yeah. What are you going to play off the record?
Well, we were going to perform this next song.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
We were going to perform that song. It was actually the very first sort of fact-based song that we ever recorded.
Yeah, that's not
years
a new
ago.
Song.
It's a song from the 50s. It was written by Hi Zarrett, and It was on a children's record that I think was written in one very spirited afternoon. All the words are actually from an encyclopedia entry, and it pretty much stops rhyming after the first couplet. And it's extremely filled with facts and seems pretty accurate, serious, untouchable. And in fact, when we were talking to Eric, we only sent him the video.
Your science advisor.
Yes, our science advisor. We sent him the video to just make sure that everything in the video was factually correct, because we were very sure that everything in the song was factually correct.
Because it came from an encyclopedia.
Exactly. The Wikipedia of an earlier age. And, you know, he basically informed us that not only was the song completely wrong, but we actually should probably leave it off the record.
But now in penance, you have another
song. So basically, in the proud tradition of country music, we have created an answer song to ourselves.